This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, my first guest tonight made history this fall as the youngest woman ever elected to the House of Representatives. Please welcome back to The Late Show, now Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. See you again.
Great to see you again.
Thank you so much. We loved having you here last time. Thanks for being here. Well, I'm glad you're back in New York.
Yeah.
This must be nice for you to be back in a city that understands
it's
you.
It's really nice to be back.
Yeah. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
The last time we saw you. Obviously, you were elected. And I got a couple of things back here,
sure.
A couple of photographs.
Yeah, yeah.
What's day one like when you go to Congress? I have a photo here of you. You being sworn in,
yes,
right there.
Yes.
There you are with the now speaker again, right there. And who is this young woman right here?
That's my mother.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes.
Your mom got to hold the Bible.
She did.
Oh, that's
she
so
did.
Nice.
It was great.
So I understand you had Sotomayor was a bit of an inspiration for you. In what way?
Yeah, it was. I thought about, you know, what I was going to wear because I know that my nieces were watching and I wanted them to kind of be able to have an image in their mind. Mm-hmm. And so I wore white for the suffragettes and people like Shirley Chisholm who paved the way here. And when Sonia Sotomayor was having her confirmation hearings, the consultants kind of told her to wear a nude nail polish because wearing a bright color would kind of attract more scrutiny. And so she wore bright red nails. And I figured, why not? You know, that was another great tradition.
Now, after your, I think it was after your first week in office there, you Instagrammed this. And can you tell us what's going on right here?
So it was a really busy day, and got home super late, and I just wanted to eat ice cream and maybe skip dinner.
And you were asked online what flavor ice cream you were eating there.
It was Americone Dream. It was. Hey! Oh, man.
There you go.
And
there
you thought it out,
there you
too.
Go. Mm-hmm. Let's do.
Hold cheers.
On. Mm-hmm. Just clink. Oh. I want to warn the affiliates we might be going long.
Right,
now, you get elected, mm-hmm. You go in there, your first day in Congress, government shut down.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck is that like?
I mean, basically, it's like, what I will say is that there's a lot of things we can't do as freshman members. We have almost, you know, around 100 new members of both parties mm-hmm. that are coming to Congress, and we can't properly set up our district offices. We can't get laptops delivered. We can't start doing the work that we were elected here to do.
Oh, all that takes the green stuff.
Yeah, it takes the green stuff, and those workers are furloughed. And so the downside is that we're not able to get to work as much as we want to in the beginning, but the bright side is that it gives us a lot more free time to make trouble. And
wow. Because, you know, they say idle hands are the devil's legislative agenda.
That's right. That is exactly correct.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do this. And so I said, well, we need to find the person that's responsible. And so Congresswoman Katie Hill had co-written a letter with Susie Lee. And we got all these freshmen to sign it. And we said, well, we need to give it to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and tell him to call the vote. We know we have the Republican votes to open government. It's literally just Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell versus the rest of the world, you know? And so so we're like, we're going to find him. And so we went to his Capitol Hill office, his Senate Majority Leader office. He wasn't there. And then we said, well, let's go everywhere he could possibly be. So we went to the cloakroom, which is kind of like a snack room for the Republicans. Mm-hmm. We went to the Senate floor, and Senator Jeff Merkley submitted our letter to the Senate floor. It was actually, some of the incumbents were saying that this was the first time they remembered House members going to the Senate floor since about 1992 for the Anita Hill hearings was the last time some had recalled that happening. Wow. Then we went to his constituent office in the Russell Building. We took a little like train that they had, and
there's a little train underneath the Capitol, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where we started the hashtag Where's Mitch, because where is he? Where
is
he?
Good question. Did you try going to the Senate floor and yelling "Ollie Ollie Oxen Free"?
No, that's my plan when I go back.
When you're back,
that's
okay.
What I'll do when I go back.
Okay, so you've been called a media virtuoso, okay, mm-hmm. People compared to the other members of Congress, certainly, some of them. As I was saying, you had a little lesson to teach other members of the Democratic Party to catch them up on social media. What were those lessons like? Was it like, the power button is the thing on the side? What were you teaching them?
I gave them more of my general theory and approach to social media, so... Mm-hmm. I said, you know, rule number one is to be authentic, to be yourself, and don't try to be anyone that you're not. So mm-hmm. don't try to talk like a young kid if you're not a young kid. Don't post a meme if you don't know what a meme is. That was literally my advice. And I said, don't talk like the founding fathers on Twitter.
Got it.
You know, if you're a mom that likes to garden, talk like a mom that likes to garden. Okay. And that's all you got to do.
How do you've had a good record of responding to people who are criticizing you on social media. How do you choose who you go give the business to?
Yeah.
Because no free rides.
Yeah.
Some people might be just coming after you for attention.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's kind of an overlap of a couple different factors. One, is it a notable person? Usually, are they verified? Because I don't want to just go after some innocent bystander here.
Sure.
But I think that if you're verified on the platform, if you have a blue check, you're kind of signing up to be part of this public discourse. So you got a blue check. If you're kind of in my mentions, if you're kind of being sassy in a way that is, I think, unjustified, mm-hmm. and then if I haven't eaten in 2 to 3 hours, it's like that combination.
So the less you eat, the fiercer you are on social media?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Exactly.
Cut off. We have to take a little bit of a break right now, but if you can stick around, I want to talk to you about your idea to tax rich guys like me. We'll be right back.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Poncho? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Hey everybody, we're back here with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the new congresswoman from Queens. Now, Congresswoman, for you and some other freshman members of Congress, you're getting a fair amount of pushback privately and publicly from more established members of even your own party saying, wait your turn, mm-hmm. you know, go slow. Mm-hmm. Don't ask for so much so fast right now. You're new, wait your turn for everything, and don't make waves. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to ask this question in a respectful manner, knowing also that you're from Queens. So you'll understand this question.
And the VX.
On a scale of zero to some, how many do you give?
I think it's zero.
That's what I thought. But what do you? So what do you say to the people? What do you say to the people who say we need party unity and we can't have you going meeting with the people who are occupying Pelosi's office because that shows a divided front for the Democrats that the opposition party can take advantage of?
Well, I don't think it's how we choose to interpret items, and it's how we choose to interpret events and things like activism and advocacy. If you think activism is inherently divisive, I mean, today's Martin Luther King Day, and people called Martin Luther King divisive in his time. We forget that he was wildly unpopular when he was advocating for the Civil Rights Act. And I think that what we need to really realize is that social movements are the moral compass and should be the moral compass of our politics.
And you actually brought this book as a reminder of that today, Martin Luther King Day. It's why we can't wait.
That's right.
Now, we gotta go here. I gotta get into one policy issue with you here, is that you have proposed a 70% tax on rich folks. Now, I have no dog in this fight. I'm just curious. How would that work?
No.
I just want to say, yay!
So I think this is.
What if some of the money's in the Cayman Islands? How would that work?
I think this is something that we often see too with Fox News. It's like they want to take all your money. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about a 70% marginal tax rate, it's not on all of your income. It's on your 10 millionth and $1. So after you make $10 million in 1 year, your dollars after that start to get progressively taxed at a much higher rate. And really what that is that it's the tax interpretation of one answer to the question of how much is, at what level are we really just living in excess? And what kind of society do we want to live in? And do we want to live in a city, for example, do we want to live in a city where billionaires have their own personal Uber helipads when
you
people...
You can get those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because the traffic in Lincoln Tunnel sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. Sorry, go ahead.
So do we want these kind of, you know, folks with helipads in the same city and the same society as people who are working 80-hour weeks and can't feed their kids?
And this kind of tax rate was the norm up until the early 80s.
It was. This is not a new idea. In fact, you know, people are yelling, you know, she's a socialist. She wants 70% marginal tax rates. Under Republican administration, Dwight Eisenhower, we had 90% marginal tax rates.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I want to point out that she's a socialist, she wants 70% tax rates. Those are both accurate, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Democratic
socialist.
Democratic
socialist.
Very different.
Well, thank you for being here. I hope we'll see you many times in the future.
Thank you.
Congresswoman, thank you.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back from fall break on October 24th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.